Oh, here's an idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down.
Here's an idea.
So what's the deal with airline food?
Shut up.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck off.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum Writers Podcast. Let's do very quick introductions. Everyone, say your names, but don't say what you do or why it matters.
That's good, because I don't do anything here.
That was Rob.
I own the company.
Well, actually, no, I said don't. Don't.
You said the only thing you asked me to do, I didn't do. I'm Rob. I do nothing.
I'm Dave. I say my own name and nothing else.
You're like a Pokemon that way.
Yeah, Dave.
My name's Joel. I say Dave as well. I just walk around saying Dave.
Are we the same type of Pokemon?
I'm going to say my last name. It's Joel Watson. Chris. Okay. Chris Wilson. Will you introduce yourself as Chris Wilson?
You just did.
I'm Chris Wilson. The guy I'm here for Joel to introduce.
That's great.
That's what I do. Cool.
Well, that was it, guys. That's all I had on the list.
Chris, you're basically a trophy for Joel to kind of point out and go, yeah, that's mine.
A Joel-fee.
It feels good. I knew these fake tits weren't for nothing.
Oh, my goodness. What do we do here? Here's an idea as a podcast where you are so lucky that you get to sit in the Explosum Writers' Room.
Literally. That's where we are.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to the audience?
No, you're not. You're beholden to do this.
We're not lucky at all. We're slaves to the career.
We're slaves to the wage.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the love.
Well, yeah, more love than wage.
And the wage and the rage.
Part of the grit, right, Riz?
Despite all my wage.
I'm still just writing this page.
Nice. So, hey, that's a better podcast name. Despite my low wage, I am still just writing this page. The Explosum Writers' Room.
What do we write here? We write the Cyanide and Happiness shorts. Is that correct?
Among other things.
Sometimes, okay. Yeah.
Premise is established.
Cool.
Now it's time to not do any of that, because you know what?
What? It's a Friday.
I don't want to do it. It's a
fucking Friday.
Hey, do you know what Friday it is?
What's the date, Joel?
Chris, what Friday is it?
It is the third Friday of April.
No, Chris.
Why
is it a special Friday?
Oh, yeah. It's Hitler's birthday.
He's right.
He's obviously been,
That's the topic today.
Yeah.
He's obviously been celebrating today too much already.
It's 420.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So in honor of Sir Adolf Hitler, we're going to have an entire...
Sir?
Was he knighted?
Was he knighted by the British Queen?
Yes.
Yes,
that's our topic.
I dub thee.
That's one of her biggest regrets.
I dub thee, German fascist, who is the enemy of the country, Sir Adolf Hitler.
She did it under pressure.
It was actually a mistake. She had so many nannies that day that he snuck in.
Oh, I'm going to slip into this line. They're never going to notice little Adolf.
Oh, once I'm a knight, I can do anything.
He held his finger over his mustache, and people were like, that guy must have to sneeze.
If she holds anything sharp and points it downwards, then if you stand under it, you're automatically knighted.
So if you see her like with chopsticks eating Chinese food, and you jump in there really fast, you become a knight?
If she tries to grab you like a little bit of sushi, then you're knighted.
Well,
if you tuck and roll under the queen as she points a knife towards her plate to pick up some pork.
I'm a knight now.
How hard are you leaping into her as she's trying to...
It's a run and then a slip and slide dash and then a roll and then you pop up at the end. Ho-ho!
My first thought was a butter knife as she's going to, you know, butter her breakfast bread.
Oh, this toast is simply dry.
Ah! Oh, shit.
Oh, I've knighted another one.
People scurry out like rodents.
After you get knighted, do you get to, like, stay at her place? Like...
You get a room.
Yeah. Okay.
Every knight has a permanent residence at Buckingham Palace.
She's allowed to bed one of you each night, so you got to kind of...
Oh, yeah, she gets permanent prima nocta for all nights.
Prima nocta. Yeah, it's her harem.
Finally!
Tonight I'll feast on the dong of Sir Sean Connery.
whatever you say, ma'am. Absolutely. Did he famously
reject the knighthood, or did he take it?
I mean, it doesn't have a ring to it, Sir Sean Connery.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. No.
I think he's one of the ones that's been offered it several times. He was like, no, thank you.
It sounds like he knighted her with his broadsword, so to speak.
He denied it because he wouldn't be able to say his title without it sounding like, sure, Sean Connery.
Sure, Sean Connery.
Sure.
He bedded her like James Bond.
Yeah, the queen, 88 years old, wakes up and there's a Sean Connery-shaped hole in her bed and he flies out the window on a helicopter ladder.
Yeah, having pounded her bones and jumping out the window.
Well, your majesty, I've pounded you to jelly.
I'm sorry, but I've got to go save the country in a different way now. Time to make a burr exit.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, but who did take it?
Tonight.
Ian McKellen got one.
Yeah.
What other gay wizard?
From Sean Connery.
Yeah, what other gay wizard?
He got one from Sean Connery, indeed.
He got Sir Roger Moore.
Sir Roger Moore.
I mean, that's one pointy thing you don't want pointed at you.
That's what she said to him, too. Sir Roger Moore.
Ooh. Sir Roger Moore.
That's both your name and a command.
Certainly, ma'am. Roger continue.
He's a purr lover, is Roger Moore.
Oh man, he wasn't in that many, was he? He was in like two or three.
He was in the wackiest ones, I think, like Moonraker and stuff.
Right?
Was that him or was that Tim Dalton?
No, I don't think Roger Moore was Moonraker. Some Bond fan on the other end of this is losing their mind that we don't
no,
know.
You're wrong. I can't tell him. You're getting Bond wrong.
Bond is a thing that exists in my childhood memory only. Like, I have not watched a Bond as an adult man, other than
I really wouldn't. You know. I would avoid it. Last time Dave came over to Colorado, we watched some Bond films, and it really occurred to me how many times James Bond makes someone kiss him when he has a gun to their head.
Oh,
that's where one of our shorts came from, actually.
Yeah.
That's true.
Something from one of the episodes.
Please don't bring this back to work.
Okay. Yeah, it's Friday. We established.
I really like to avoid.
I do like my casual Friday James Bond talk.
It's weed day.
You know, those Daniel Craig ones are pretty good, except most of them aren't, but one of them is really good.
Really doubling down on that opinion, Rob.
Let me get my pen because I need to write this down.
Casino Royale, not a bad movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, the first half's really good.
Is it because there hadn't been a serious Bond in a long time?
It's because... Well, they're coming off the Pierce Brosnan one, so they didn't have a very high bar. But, like, all that said, it had Mads Mikkelsen or whatever as the villain.
Oh, he's so good.
He's fun.
Mikkelsen.
I love Mads Mikkelsen. Here's what I don't like about Mads Mikkelsen.
His name's cool. That's
I can't do his accent, and it really bothers me.
You also can't do Elon Musk's, but that doesn't stop me
at all.
Yeah.
They're similar.
I haven't heard the Elon Musk accent impression.
I can't do it. I'll make myself sound like a fucking moron if I try and do it. I can't do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I can't.
Elon Musk is the furthest thing from a moron, so you got that safety.
Oh, hello. It's me, Elon Musk.
Oh, there he is.
Elon Musk is not German.
German, but Joel's impression of me is because Joel assumed I was German or Austrian for a long time.
He's South African. Just do Chappie.
I don't. What's he say? Daddy, I don't want to make the... I don't want to do the heist, Daddy.
I don't want to make a gas-powered car, Daddy.
I don't want to make an expensive electric car, Daddy.
I want to make electric cars.
You said one
Chappie,
of them.
Chappie, how come you don't want to make electric car if the boom boom suck a motherfucker?
one of the funniest things you said about that movie, Joel, was you pointed out the amount of product placement in it, and it was like, Chappie loves PlayStation 3.
Yeah,
Chappie wants to play two-player games.
Yeah. Chappie want to play Tekken 4, Daddy. Do we have to download from the PlayStation Store?
Yes, now that we have the ability to do so, thanks to the new PlayStation UI system.
PlayStation Online is hangster.
It's so affordable.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. There was also like a truck that pulled up that said like Pfizer on it, and it just was on screen for way too long. Chappie has no trouble with erections, though. So
I'm glad people dialed into this podcast to hear thoughts on Chappie.
Oh, man, what a timely reference.
2011's Chappie.
Yeah, that Chappie is the best Bond movie, though, by far.
Yeah, easily.
It's the only one that features Diane Ward, so. They would be good Bond villains.
I think so.
Oh, they look the part. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you always hear James Bond saying things like, oh, he's a lovely Chappie. Mm-hmm. He's a very splendid Chappie.
Chris, you've seen Diane Ward live several times, right?
Just once. I saw him. It was great. They
seems like a lot, though.
It was. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot of sensory that you take in. But something that's great about being in Colorado is people come to do concerts here, and then they very quickly run out of breath. And they ask the audience to do a lot of the singing.
Yeah, Weezer went there, and they couldn't sing at all.
They lived up to their name.
Neither could Weezy.
Yeah, Lil Weezy. Lil Weezy actually retired after playing in Fort Collins.
Everyone sings like Macy Gray in Fort Collins.
I can't breathe. Lil Weezy's having a hard time respiratory.
Can you imagine a Meatloaf concert up there? Like what?
Oh,
what?
He'd have a heart attack. Yeah.
He did that at a normal concert a year or two ago. Yeah. So
that was in Belfast.
He would have more.
That was 60 minutes down the road from
my
where
friend
I was born.
Was on stage with him when that happened.
What was your friend? Small world.
My friend Tom was playing keyboards
was
for him.
Was he defibbing him? Oh. Keyboards.
Yeah, he broke his Korg in half and ran over with each piece and shoved it in his chest, and then he played a minor diminished fifth chord. And it
yeah, and then
gotta save Meatloaf.
Meatloaf jumped right back into time, singing again.
Yeah, and I would do anything for air. He used his last breath to say that. What dedication to the craft.
Mm-hmm. Truly,
I got sad when he went. He went weird politically. I wanted Meatloaf to be an apolitical rock and roll figure in my mind.
I mean, what are Meatloaf's policies other than they need to get out of hell?
Yeah.
Well, who's maybe they, though? Is it
does that make him really conservative?
It might.
Who's they? Is he trying to get minorities out of hell? Because I have mixed feelings about that.
Mixed feelings. Wait, okay, what are the good
wait, you want
first of all, they don't belong in hell. They belong in heaven.
Hang on. Okay, no, sure. So your position is that the minorities in hell... We should build a wall between Earth and minority hell.
Earth is the wall between hell and heaven. So when you think about it.
This is your streak of racism has continued unabated, and I feel like we're going down a similar path.
Heaven is already segregated into 9 levels, right?
I thought
hell's the one with levels.
Yeah, this has turned into
what I just fucking said.
This, okay.
Well, I mean, Rob wants there to be a cross on fire. So hang on, guys. We're getting a call. I'm sure this is. My sandwich delivery is probably up at the front. Yeah, scoop this up.
What else could it be?
Hello?
Boys, what are you doing?
The sandwich, bring it up to the second floor.
No, but boys.
Hi, Mr. Explosum.
You shouldn't be in the office right now.
Happy 420.
Oh, my God. Is this Mr. Explosum?
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Of course it's Mr. Explosum.
I thought this was the Jimmy John's guy.
I have 0 sandwiches. I have a reason for you to not be in the office. I was checking to make sure everything's good. Are you guys okay? Are you still breathing?
Yes, boss. Wait, we're doing great.
Why are you so concerned? Mr. Explosum. And why shouldn't we be in the office on a Friday at 3:55?
It's being fumigated. I thought you guys read the fucking email. We've got...
Yeah, hot box.
Fumigated with delicious warm sandwich fumes?
If the sandwich fumes are like DDT and, you know, Roach Kill 6000.
That's not the kind of smoke you're supposed to breathe in on 420, Mr. Explosum.
DDT stand for delicious 420? Duck?
Delicious duck turkey?
Turkey?
Delicious dill turkey. Yeah, no, that's what that is.
Dill turkey.
Several things are happening right now, Mr. Explosum,
I'm
that I don't understand.
I'm confused by all of them. One is the 420.
Hang on. One of the things that's happening is that you're concerned for our well-being.
He's talking about those 420 fumes.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's a 420?
Does he think weed smoke is pest control?
In a way, it is. It keeps those pesky, like, squares.
Nerds at bay.
Well, no. There's people with... We have a problem with roaches, and we're just trying to get it out... You guys are... Why are you laughing? This is serious. You guys are going to die.
Thanks for calling, Mr. Explosive.
No. The pest control is plugging the place full of all sorts of poison, and if you leave that room...
Mr. Explosive, the premise we've established is that the only thing you care about is that we write you a script, and then you threaten to kill us.
Yeah, I was about to say...
No, I need the script, though. You guys
and
have the script, right?
You're saying that we can't be here and write for you because of an outside threat. This flips... Literally flips our script.
Wait, it's not the same.
Go ahead, Chris.
I said it's a half day. Hooray. Pizza day.
Oh, it's a snow day?
I would also like to ask, what's changed week to week here? You've constantly filled outside this room with poison to make sure that we don't
right.
escape.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but it's not my poison. It's not the good poison. Oh. It's some bullshit amateur-ass shit, and they're trying to...
Are you saying, like, the landlord called this and you didn't? Like, do you not own this building?
Of course I own the building.
I'm going to mute him real quick.
I don't appreciate
it. Let's mute him.
We have flummoxed him to no end. We're off to a great start.
Here's an idea. Joel, yeah, don't threaten our boss who could fire us or kill us.
No,
okay?
Man.
You're really badgering him.
Don't you see what, a line I'm keeping him on here? Like I'm dragging him along.
You're playing with fire.
He'll never get around to threatening us.
He seems brittle in the brain right now. I don't know he's not making any sense.
Maybe he's at the apex of the poison.
Either that, or he's been smoking mad dubs all day.
That's true. Maybe he's chilled out.
Maybe he's a roach himself.
All right, let's unmute.
We've never seen him, so he could be an insect for all we
know.
Mr. Explosum, I have two questions for you. One of them, Is the poison fogging machine, like, do you see it from your penthouse high rise? Do you see smoke rising in your area?
I see a lot from up here.
Okay, but do you see, is there like a ground fog?
Much.
Is it like the Moors?
Like the Michael Moors.
No, man. Oh, God damn it. He's lost. He's high.
He is high. He's high as fuck. Hey, our job, this could be easy.
Mute him again.
Oh, mute. Quick. Sorry. Shit.
Oh, shit.
He's lost his fucking mind.
Hey, maybe we don't have to write us hard because he's high as fuck.
Maybe all of our employees have hotboxed Mr. Explosum.
You know, that's the best idea
you guys.
I've ever heard.
This is going to be the easiest writing day
we've
ever had.
We can write the most tarded stuff, and he's going to love it.
Question, though. Is there actually poison on our floor?
Well, I mean, you want to open the door and find out?
No.
Oh, neither do I.
So it doesn't really matter is what you're saying.
What matters is if it's indica or sativa.
Guys,
Mr. Explosive, go ahead.
I don't remember how to call off the poison that's coming in.
I feel like you don't remember your accent either. You seem to be dropping it in your state.
There's a lot to cover here.
Hey, Mr. Explosum, we got a script due. Hey, we're gonna do you a script, buddy.
No, that's why I called.
You feeling chill today?
Mr. Explosum, are your walls moving? Do you have any tunnel vision?
Are you okay? Is your brain being sucked to its white pure essence like a gobstopper?
I like gobstoppers. That's great. Hey. So if I don't call this thing off in
the poison. 20,
yeah, in 20 minutes.
That's not funny.
You guys are going to die.
I don't know if you're a reliable narrator, but I'm going to take your word for it and give you the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not a narrator. I'm a boss. I own this building.
All right, man. Well,
I do see fumes outside the windows, but we are next to the bathroom, and that happens around 3 o'clock.
It looks like there's 20 minutes on my countdown calendar.
That seems like plenty of time.
You guys, I'll be back. Bye.
For him, it seems like 3 fucking weeks. Like
he's out of his gourd.
You ever been so high that you have a countdown calendar?
That you just start juxtaposing words that don't go together.
Yeah. So here's what I think is the good news. He's not threatening to cut our balls off or kill our families.
But
so
we still might die.
He might die, but
and he might not be. He might be too incapacitated to stop it.
I'd rather die from poison than leaking blood out of my balls.
We're gonna die because of his incompetence, right now.
It's possible.
He's lost.
That was always
like a leader. He's like an unfit leader with his finger on the button.
Can you imagine
commentary?
What's that like?
I don't know.
Anyway,
all right, guys. I guess if we have 20 minutes,
did he even specify what kind of script?
So I guess it's just carte blanche, right? We just do whatever we want. Does anybody have any ideas?
Yeah.
I'm gonna set a timer. Chris, go.
Here's an idea.
Oh, thank you for Chris. Thank you so much for saying it the right way.
So here's an idea. The way to get rid of wrinkles, like wrinkles are from the gravity pulling at your skin your whole life, right?
It's demons pulling old people into hell.
Yeah. It's dragging your skin to hell. And so if you spend half of your life, if you spend half of your life on your hands, then the other half on your feet. No wrinkles.
Wait.
Oh, you mean completely inverted?
Yeah.
That's why acrobats look so good.
Exactly. That's why they stay
so
young.
Yeah, it's not the exercise.
Yeah, stay on your hands half your life.
That's why acrobats can be acrobats. So
Is there an alternative at the end, though, where you want wrinkles so that the angels can grab you and take you to heaven?
that's how angels get their wings. They're just big floppy bits of skin on their back.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, no, I'm... Okay, we're off to an okay start. Solid B+ idea.
That's a good idea. I don't know how to structure that into the whole the AB, the setup and punch, the 1, 2, 3.
It's more just cosmetic advice.
I think you're just giving us life advice.
Could be a family surrounding grandpa in bed, and it's like, well, this angel's gonna get his wings very soon. Mm-hmm. And
wait, what?
He's going to develop his wings.
I think if there were special glasses that you could put on where you can see the thousands of tiny demons tugging at your face, that would be
a
good invention.
A dying grandfather is a funny way to start a short. I like that part.
Okay. I like that, too.
That's my contribution.
Did I tell you guys? I told you this, that I found out two things last weekend. Mm-hmm. One, my grandfather is not my grandfather.
Right.
Number two,
you're your grandfather.
He's a different guy. Number three, this is the third thing.
Did you time travel and fuck your grandma?
No, but he's dead.
Oh.
So I don't get to meet him. He's dead.
Did you fuck your dead grandpa?
Yeah. I mean, that's how he died.
Well, so I mean, you don't get to meet a what's essentially a stranger?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Given who my grandpa actually was, I'd take literally any other human. So.
Even Sir Adolf himself?
Happy
birthday. Know what, man? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. Hmm. It would at least be an interesting story, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah, apparently he was some Italian musician in the 50s, and so now I'm a different guy that I thought I was.
Was he from Italy?
I think he was like a right-off-the-boat kind of dude, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So I guess your meats haven't been here for very long.
No, I'm new meat.
They were curing in Italy for
no
hundreds
fish.
Of years.
Fresh meat, fellas. We got fresh meat
fresh
here.
Fresh meat.
Who's got
come
first
in,
dibs?
New fish.
But I wouldn't be new fish. I would be prosciutto.
You'd be new.
Thinly sliced and
delicious.
Cured.
Yes.
Get over here, prosciutto boy. Let me taste those tasty meats.
That's a Tom Waits song right there, Prosciutto Boy.
Get over here.
Well, I mean,
Prosciutto Boy.
Well, I mean, one like glimmer of, you know, of upside to all this is all those times you made racist Italian voices are okay now. Like retroactively.
Instantly carte blanche. Yeah. So but fine. I lost my Native American heritage. So all the times I danced around in a feathered headdress doing
this is good because now we can heckle you with like Mario voices and shit.
You do that anyway.
Yeah, your Native American impressions are retroactively super racist.
See, so this is funny that you mentioned that because I played a Native American character in our cartoon show.
Badger Pepe.
And you thought it was okay because
of
your
heritage.
I did
think it was okay. Oh. I really did because I knew I was doing a stereotypical voice and I thought, what the fuck are they going to say to me? I got the blood. I can do whatever I want.
But you don't got the blood.
Yeah, on the other hand, it's not racist for you to voice act Vio now.
Right. So
it's me, Vio. Yeah.
So let's go redub all the Badger Pepe lines with, hey, I'm an American Indian.
So, assuming you did equal amounts Native American and Italian parodies and stereotypes, you're kind of back where you just started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my soul is balanced in terms of racist voice impressions.
Cool. And you're still a white man at the end, so it's all fine.
Which I get everything anyway, so yeah.
Right, okay.
Speaking of racist voices,
we were at
a convention a couple of weeks ago, and the voice of Mario was there.
He was.
Charles Martin. White right across the road.
This was the best thing. Me and Dave and Mike figured out the only way that Mario can exist in the modern world is every day he gets an addendum to a list. These are the things that Mario can say. These are the things he must never say.
Because, you know, people go up to you with their phones ready and you can
hey,
say
Mario,
any old shit.
Say a video to my girlfriend. Say woohoo, Trixie got a fine ass, right?
Yeah. And then they have to add that to the list. Mario can never say my girl
got a
fine ass.
He gets a strongly worded email from Shigeru Miyamoto saying, do not say those words.
But it's Mario a complete list of what he can't words. Say. You know, it's not a, it's like an entire list of like, you can't say, please triple fist me. You can't say, I'm not gonna triple fist you either.
The Holocaust never happened.
But see, here's the thing though. It starts out with, there's almost nothing on the list. And every time he gets asked to say something in the voice and he almost does, it gets added. So after, 25 years of playing Mario?
He's got to start letting it seep
in. It's 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
The list of things he can say, it's like 5 things.
Yeah.
It's a me, woohoo. Let's-a-go.
Those kids are the crisis actors.
and those Florida kids are crisis actors. Yeah. Those are the only 3 or 4 things he can say.
Yeah.
So,
What struck me was that he was there with a piece of shit booth in the middle of Dallas Fan Expo.
What's his name?
Charles Martinet.
Martinet.
And he's this sweet looking old man.
He did look very lovable, like a grandpa that you would want.
Very charming. Mm-hmm. And what's weird is that he is the voice of Nintendo's empire, right?
How old is he? Is there a chance that he could be Joel's legitimate grandfather?
And I hope so.
What if your grandpa was? What if you're the heir of the Mario voice?
What if they're
empire?
On the same?
Holy shit, yeah.
Would I get a trunk with the voice in it when he dies?
You have to open it up like
this
Zelda.
Is for you.
You say, grandson. I'm passing this voice on to you.
Why is he standing lean on?
And I put it in my throat and it goes, oh-ho!
And then as the heart rate monitor drops and he leans back in his bed, he goes, woo-hoo! And dies.
Actually, his heart rate monitor goes, woo-hoo!
No, he jumps off the screen going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
But when he dies, he just kind of shrugs and falls out of frame when his heart monitor stops.
Yeah. Oh no, my grandpa fell off a cliff into nothing.
Why is there a cliff in this hospital room? This is a serious oversight.
And I'm throwing green mushrooms at him.
Yeah, scary Overlook Hospital. It really needs to pick itself up and move itself elsewhere.
Yeah.
I beg the nurse to give my grandpa a green mushroom, and it's not on his approved
diet.
Can
you imagine the energy? He must harness the energy of fucking Jupiter to get up every day and look in the mirror and go, woohoo!
I like the idea that maybe he crawls out of bed, looks himself in his baggy eyes, and goes, woohoo.
And then kids get in his face every day, go, do the fucking Mario thing.
Do you old fuck?
Well, do the Mario
thing. Is the Mario voice his regular voice?
Yes, he go every day, talk a look at this.
But he can only say like five words throughout his real life.
I wasn't born like this. Yeah. I was stupid.
He tried really hard to work on a voice that sounded like Captain Lou Albedo. And then he walked, they were like, I'm sorry, you don't get the job. We've already had that kind of Mario. And he goes, I understand.
Oh, and they go,
thank you for your time. Oh, woohoo.
Star.
So here's an idea.
He's the one.
Here's an idea.
Oh, good.
Okay. To bring us back.
Please. Thank you.
What if like that was a curse? What if you were only known for a catchphrase and then everyone assumes that's who you are? Like, what if your catchphrase was, oh, I've got the two dicks. And then everyone's right. hey, you're the guy with two dicks. No, that's just my catchphrase.
You can't say that.
Like Sega's mascot.
Can you clarify?
Yeah, yeah. Two dicks.
Yeah, well, Johnny Two Dicks.
Can Johnny Two Dicks clarify, I'm sorry, I don't actually have two dicks, but I have a two dicks.
Well, if you could say that, but then everyone's faces go blank. Like, that's not funny.
Yeah, what? Get out of here, you old fuckers.
Why would that become his catchphrase then? Why are people repeating him and going,
a witch curse.
You shall have two dicks.
No, you shall tell people you have two dicks.
Tell people you have two dicks.
And then when they pull your pants down to prove it?
No, what if it's worse? He believes he has two dicks, and every time he pulls out, there's only one, and people are like,
that's only one dick.
You lied.
He's a liar. He's a fraud.
He's a fraud. Get him, boys.
Let's rip off his one dick.
Turns out, Johnny Two Dicks,
about to have no...
your second dick was inside you all along.
Oh no, it didn't descend. An undescended dick.
What if every morning he has to shit out his own dick to go about his day?
Dave, I don't like that. I wish you hadn't said that.
Well, I can.
That really turned.
Now there's an idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, put that idea back in your butt.
No, there's a bad idea.
Make like a second dick and put that idea up inside yourself.
Leave it there until a doctor finds it.
Well, I'm sure you guys will.
Well,
fish
that raises
it out later.
A good point, though. What if we're all meant to have two dicks, but it's very rare that it descends?
So it's like kind of up where your spleen is.
Right. What if it is your spleen? No one knows what a spleen does.
No.
Do you know?
I mean, everyone does. Well,
what does a spleen do?
It produces bile.
Look at this nerd.
So you're a spleen, basically.
There was a... not bad.
Okay.
Here's an idea.
Okay.
What if... Did you hear... This is an idea. This is something I read. Hang on. Does that count as my idea?
No, it doesn't. That counts as plagiarism. Yeah.
Here's a plagiarism.
Okay.
Did you read a while, like about a week ago, that they think they found a new organ and might not know what it does?
Yeah. So full of shit. I did read that.
Yeah.
It's
Chris reads as much internet as I do.
People have just been cutting past it all these years, saying, "Oh, this isn't worth shit." There's just, you know, people have the organs and the skin and the veins, and then there's just the whatever goo.
Yeah, the goo. And so doctors are typically like biting it out with their teeth to get to whatever they need to work on. Like,
that
sounds right.
Yeah, like it's a big cake of jello.
That's crazy.
Or whatever.
You guys are being very vague, though. Where is it located in the body?
Around most of your organs.
Yeah, it's like a sac. Organs? It's like a sinew that they think maybe isn't just goo sack. It's maybe a real organ that does a purpose.
Is it like one big thing that holds them all together or what?
I only skipped like the article.
Is it the soul?
Yeah, it might be. Does it weigh 12 ounces or how much does the soul weigh? I can't remember. Anyway. But what if it's like that where your second dick has been up in your ribs between your lungs the whole time and they're like, Get that floppy piece of meat that we don't ever need out of this guy so I can fix his lungs.
Right.
Also, this is what my surgeon sounds like.
It's always in the way of the heart, and you just gotta throw it out. Oh, you know, more of that generic pulp.
The dick is always in the way of the heart.
Yes.
Nothing truer has ever been said on this podcast.
Oh, my God.
The dick is
can
always
we stop there?
In the way of the heart.
Can you sing it as a Morrissey song?
You can. You do a great Morrissey.
The dick is always in the way of the heart.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Not sad enough.
Oh, man. That was really...
Chris and I used to talk about what would it sound like if Morrissey...
Danzig.
Who was it?
Danzig and The Cure, Robert Smith,
in an in an orgy.
Oh, please, go on.
How did it go? Please, enlighten me.
Well, who do you want to be?
I'll be Danzig.
Oh,
So you're Danzig? Wait, no, Chris is playing Danzig.
I'll be over here.
Rob, you can be an observer enjoying the whole thing.
So am I Robert Smith?
Yeah.
Like that?
I'll do Robert Smith. You do Danzig.
So do you? All right. So okay.
The orgy's begun.
All right, so here's an idea. No, we all walk in to our hotel room.
Okay.
Who are you're Morrissey, right?
I'm Morrissey.
Please get us started, Morrissey.
Everybody, I'm very, very glad you could all join me here today
in a hotel room.
Now, please out your willies, and it's time to march forward with the orgy.
Here comes my willy.
Everyone applaud. Give yourselves a clap.
Mr. Morrissey, which willy should I pull out? Left or right?
Who's this guy?
It's my friend Johnny Tooting.
Hey, guys.
Nice to meet you, Johnny Tooting.
What people don't know is that Johnny Marr's nickname is Johnny Two Dicks, and that's why he's so good on the guitar, because he's slapping his two dicks against
What people also don't know is there's more about me than having two dicks. They just never really ask.
Anyway, Glenn, you're not saying much. What do you think? he's never better said. He's a man of few words.
Anyway, shall we commence the orgy?
Mother!
Sorry, that's not me.
Oh, Jesus. That's put me right off.
That's the scene. Wonderful.
Vicar in a tutu.
Great. That was really good.
You couldn't see me, but I was jerking off with both hands in two directions.
If only we could do that for Mr. Explosion, but the moment's passed.
We wasted it. God damn it.
Well, let's file that away, because maybe it'll come back later.
Do you remember, there was one I always liked that me and Dave did in the car that was, there was a guy that wrote a book about David Bowie, and it reveals a lot of details about the time in the 70s when he lived with Iggy Pop and did cocaine for like 5 years.
Yeah.
That's all they did.
That is true.
And so we tried to imagine this sort of buddy sitcom where, Bowie comes home from work, and Iggy Pop's like, hey, David Bowie.
What you been up to?
You want to suck dicks and snort coke or just watch TV?
Did you say dicks plural? Because I can help.
That's not David, but Johnny Two Dicks, get out of here.
Okay,
Johnny Two Dicks is like Forrest Gump. He turns up in every fucking scene.
David, why did you bring Johnny Two Dicks home?
Well, you know, Iggy, that's not David Bowie.
No, that's
either.
Not Bowie at all.
Well, you know, Iggy, I decided, what's better than four dicks?
No, that is four dicks, David Bowie. I've got one, and you've
three of
got
us,
one.
And he's got two.
That's right, Iggy.
My David Bowie. What's happened to my Bowie voice? Nuts. Hang on.
Am I 60s Bowie, or am I 70s?
You're 70s Bowie.
It's me, you're Bowie.
No.
How's my accent?
Charles Martinet, get the fuck out of here.
Something's happened with my brain today where I can't do a Bowie. Chris, you do it.
Do which voice?
Bowie.
Bowie.
Okay, where's my Iggy?
I'm right between your legs, David Bowie, getting ready to suck that dick. Sparkly ass white, thin white dick.
If you'll pardon me, the only thing I've eaten over the last 2 years is jalapeno peppers and milk. So enjoy my spoon.
Dude. You learned that from Andy Warhol.
Also, hello, it's me, 60s Bowie, traveling through time and space to come
Bowies
back from this
orgy. Two Bowies and one Iggy? Oh, boy. I've got two holes and one dick, and I'm ready to make an album.
All of those sound like movies starring Tom Selleck.
two Iggies and one Bowie. Oh, my God. I really hope we've touched that vein of listener that really likes 70s rocker impressions, because that's right in my wheelhouse.
Definitely touching my vein right now.
Johnny Two Dicks, get out of here.
All right.
I feel like everywhere he goes, he's unwanted.
You stop giving Johnny Two Dicks shit.
be nice to Johnny Two Dicks.
I feel he's a very well-rounded character. I've come to empathize with him.
He never asked to be famous, you know? He's a genuine guy.
Yeah, as he leaves crying, he's like, you know what, Iggy Pop? Do you know who's got a lust for life? It's me. I've got two dicks. And I'm great. I'm just great. You shut up. Yeah, leave him alone.
You know what?
Pop.
You know who the real two dicks are? It's you guys.
It's you two.
It's you two.
I'm leaving into the streets of 70s Los Angeles.
Into Soho.
Two different guys can snort coke off each of my dicks.
Leaving on the streets.
People upstate. People upstate. Tee-ba-bee-da-bee. I saw a video last night of My Chemical Romance and The Used covering Under Pressure. And I'm not going to say it was terrible, good, but it was inappropriate.
That sounds horrible.
People on the streets! Beat up, beat up, beat up!
I didn't realize they were back. I thought My Chemical Romance had been thrown into...
Oh, no, this is from the past.
Oh.
They let you watch videos from before now.
Oh, I thought it was a recent festival. Oh, yeah. Well, no, thank you for that update.
No, no. It was Sad Boys from, 2008.
Right.
Playing that song, but it was just, I don't know, it was inappropriate.
People on the streets! People on the streets! Bubba beat up, beat up!
It's the terror of knowing.
No, Bowie wasn't there.
Oh. It's the terror of knowing what this world's about!
Yeah, it was bad. All right. Guys, thanks for tuning in for Rock Talk. That's really all I wanted to
do. Thanks for tuning in to
Be
Kiss
sure
FM.
To tune in for Cock Talk coming on next.
I don't want to alarm anybody, Johnny Two Dicks.
Johnny Two Dicks?
But there's
Can he be a regular character? Can we keep him around?
I feel like as long as Rob's here, he's around.
Look, it's my only character.
SNL got away with that shit for 30 years. So I think we can keep Johnny Two Dicks around.
All right. Hey, here's an idea.
Let's hear it, Johnny.
So I'm going through this is Rob speaking.
Just by the way, we've got 2 minutes left.
This is one dick Rob.
One big dick Rob.
Yeah, that's what they call me. We have how much time left?
2 minutes.
Oh, shit. Okay, this is kind of a last minute Hail Mary then. But I've had this idea for a long time.
And I don't want to put the brakes on this, but there is a sort of a gas seeping in under the doorway.
That's fine.
The writing room.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to add our own gases to push it back out.
Well, to repressurize the room.
Yeah. You need to devote the rest of your breath to that idea then. Come on.
Okay, go.
Okay, so you got me thinking about these organs being taken out and stuff, and I thought about the original Bible story of Adam, how they took his rib out.
They took all his organs out.
Took one rib out and made a woman out of it.
His lungs made the Jews, and his nuts made the Pharisees.
So here's an idea. Let's say you're Adam, and then you're like, hey, thanks God, I'm one rib down, but I got this fine-ass honey here. What if you were able to convince God to take all your ribs out, and instead of having any chest whatsoever, you had 12 ladies at all times?
You would suffocate on your own lungs.
And you won't even need those 12 ladies because God took your ribs out so you can suck your own dick.
Suck your own dick like Marilyn Manson.
That's the twist. He doesn't need any of the ladies at the end.
Well, also, in what world does God not think he's an absolute mentalist? Because that's the equivalent of getting liposuction and then saying to the doctor, I'm going to fuck it. All that fat, I'm going to fuck it.
Well, I mean,
now you got new undiscovered organs to fuck. There's brand new gooped.
I'm going to fuck my own meat.
Yeah, what if that new organ is just a hole to fuck? What if we haven't realized it because no one's tried yet?
If you perform liposuction... Oh, sorry.
Oh, shit. This is my Jimmy John's
okay,
order.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Mr. Explosum?
Oh, what? No. Is this Jimmy John's?
Why'd you call?
you called us.
What?
Why'd...
Mr. Oh, Explosum, do you have all your ribs?
Do you need do you need a glass of water?
You guys are great.
Open a window,
how's the
man.
Gas?
Open a window.
What?
You all right there, buddy?
No, I'm.
Do you think the fumes are getting into his office?
No.
You gotta open a window.
Hotbox that shit, Mr. Explosum.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Guys, I got you. It's script day.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We're
ready. Yeah.
We already wrote you one.
Totally.
Hey.
Wait, we
That's
did?
Nice. That's you guys are nice.
You're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
I hope it has a music festival.
I'm
going to
mute
it,
him real quick.
That's...
Just mute.
Okay.
I don't think he'll know if we do anything at all. I think we could maybe more so than normal.
We could make armpit farts.
Just
and
say
laugh.
Words and sounds, yeah. Right? So let's just go with this premise. We've written a script. And let's get the fuck out of here with our lives. Okay. Unmute.
Okay.
Hey.
So,
I mean, yeah. So, if you're ready, we're ready. Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey. God.
Yeah.
Is
did
this
you
what
catch,
it's like to have stoner friends?
Did you catch my note about the music festival? Because I just, I'm feeling music.
Music
oh,
festival?
You know what's funny is we wrote everywhere. A script about a music festival.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's
awesome.
It happens.
Hey, hold on. Let me turn the gas off, man. I don't want to kill you guys.
Oh, wow.
Right you had, that, you had that ability the
what?
Whole time?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Explosum.
You certainly are.
You're damn right.
This guy, man. He's
damn
his...
right.
Mr. Explosum, do you realize you're culpable when it comes to our lives?
What? Your lives don't mean anything to me.
Yeah, turn those words down. Don't use those $5 words around.
Oh, that's
our life insurance policies are more valuable than our YouTube revenue. I think we can all agree on
that. No, I'm well aware. I win either way with the script.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Script.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great word.
Let me start reading it.
Yeah.
We open on the last day of a music festival.
It's muddy. There's stinky hippies everywhere.
Oh,
it's the mid-70s.
I can smell it.
There's a deep hum in the air. It smells like dank turds.
And here we go. Have all these goddamn hippies left my fucking farm yet? I swear to God, if 300,000 motherfuckers inbred, dancing and singing everywhere I look. My rutabagas are destroyed.
Well, don't worry, Charles Martinet. I'm sure you'll get a great opportunity to get out of this place someday.
You know, Maurice LaMarche, I think there's a different world for us. There's a different world for us out there than this rutabaga farm in upstate New York where these damn children destroy our life's work as two men in love who like to do funny voices and perhaps could go on someday to be greatly loved for that ability, but now we're wasting our lives.
That's right, Charles. You know, Maurice. Sometimes I just don't even want to get out of bed and say, woohoo, it's me.
You know, and that's my catchphrase, which
hey
is,
guys,
you shouldn't...
Hey, guys, sup? Sorry to interrupt. Just wondering where the bathroom is.
God damn it.
Stupid fucking hippies taking over our farm.
Sorry, it's just like, I've had a long night of, like, having sex in mud. And
we
could really use the washing and all the parts that count, you know?
Do you know the only thing two gay farmers hate more than rock and roll music is dirty sex? So you take your dirty dick. Oh my God, he has two?
Hey guys.
You take, no, that's a different guy. Why is there a man in your poncho, son?
Oh, I don't know. I just woke up. He was there. What's up, dude?
What's up? I'm Poncho Paul. I live here.
Well, sounds like you moved into this poncho before I did, dude.
All I know is you lifted that poncho when I saw two dirty dicks. And I'm enraged!
It seems like one of you has already been having a good night of sex with your dick, but the other dick hasn't had any use at all. I just had a great idea, Charles.
Oh, what is it, Maurice? Is it for these two dirty hippies to get the fuck off our farm?
Let's get them the fuck out of here by taking one of your unused organs and throwing it out the window. Maybe the one I'm fucking.
That is the most circuitous plan you've had to date, Maurice LaMarche.
Yeah, damn right.
But I can't deny a good idea when I hear it. I will lay on the table and I will expose my abdomen.
I'm just looking for, like,
do
the bathroom, you know?
Hippies?
Like, I'm starting to grow, like, mush toadstools, like, on my pubis. So
I will make you a deal, dirty hippie. If you perform this surgery on me right here, right now, I will let you use my laboratory.
And I'm going to watch.
All right, sure. I'm still like 2 weeks away from my MD, but let's do it.
Flash forward. Oh. All right, flash forward. Charles Martinet is lying on the dinner table with a sort of a makeshift surgery situation. The dirty hippies are scrubbing up.
Hey, Poncho Paul here. I only finished half of medical school, but if you cut that organ the wrong way, you might give him a permanently high-pitched voice and an Italian accent.
Dude, so
be very careful. Be very careful with that.
Never! We're going to do this like brain surgery. I'll keep talking to make sure nothing goes wrong. Okay. You talk each other through the operation,
now
and
you,
I'll mumble to myself.
You boys better make sure you don't do nothing to his voice.
I'm going to sing Under Pressure by David Bowie and Queen to make sure that nothing happens to my voice.
And I'm going to sing along with him to give him comfort and strength.
Thank you, Maurice.
All right, so you don't want to put it under? We'll just do this raw dog style. That works for me.
Raw dog it.
All right, first incision. Here we go.
Coming down on me. Coming down on you. No man has far.
Okay, we're good.
Under pressure.
So I
tear in your eye.
Poncho Pete, was it?
Yeah, sure.
Look at this. As soon as I made my first incision, there's an extra dick hidden in here.
But a beat up, beat up, beat up.
It's normal to have two dicks. Most people have that. Only some of us have it this end.
Oh, okay.
What's the world's about?
All right. Let me just move this aside.
Hold on. Whoops. I think the anesthesia is not working, or it's working too well because they're both singing under pressure.
He was helping me out with my moral fortitude.
Yeah. Also, for some reason, you jabbed me with the anesthesia, too.
I'm damn near biting through my tongue from how much this hurts.
Well, look, we're all doing anesthesia. It's fun, okay? Look, that's the point.
Yeah, keep dude, anesthesia, away. Dude. Pass that.
Go ahead and remove that extra... Please remove that extra dick while you're at it and throw it out the window.
Anyway, all right, kiss. Can't argue with that. Here you go.
It's a terror and no one what this world
is about.
What
some good friends.
What the fuck?
Let me out.
Oh, my God.
Surgery is a success.
This is what I warned you about, specifically warned you about.
What the fuck? What have you done to my friend?
It's a bad. What is happening to me?
Oh, my God.
God damn, with that weird-ass voice, you better get out there with your fuck me too.
Shit, man. Shit, man. You Italian, Tim.
You dirty two-dick hippies. You have destroyed my farming career and perhaps propelled me towards my dream.
I think we've all learned today that we are all dirty two-dick heaven hippies.
We also learned to do PCP after the surgery, not before.
Oh, no.
PCP, that's chill.
Maybe so. Listen. I'm going to go to Japan, and I'm going to fight a man who'll make a playing cards, and someday he's going to make a different kind of game. Oh, I don't know what it is, but I think he's going to take me in.
Are you talking like a card game or a board game?
It's more than that. It's a game like on a TV.
Ain't no such thing. Well, I mean...
Not now. No, what? Of course not. It's the dirty 70s, maybe even 1969. But me and Maurice... Mm-hmm. We're going to take all our money. We're going to sell this farm. And we're going to go to Japan. And then we're going to come back and go to Los Angeles.
Okay.
I feel I don't have any say in any of this.
Maurice, you're my life partner. You're my husband. It's not legal because it's the 60s, but I love you.
We're going to get burned to stake.
You need to learn how to do a voice kind of like an Orson Welles. And maybe someday you'll voice a big, big-headed mouse. I don't know.
Okay.
This is something I'm just... Oh, this is coming for me now.
Like Mickey Mouse, right?
No, like a little white mouse, but it got a big head.
Oh, okay.
And boy.
You two hippies.
You guys are going to try to take over the world.
You, just like I would do every night, you dirty hippie.
Just like every night.
Yep. You two, I want to say, I don't like how we got here, but I like where we are. And you're going to get the keep of the farm. You have as many a 30 music festival hippie fuck fest as you want.
All right, sweet.
Woo-hoo!
Now, where's that bathroom?
Boys, is that how it happened?
Is that how the 60s happened?
Yes.
That's it. Uh-huh. That was our script.
That was an accurate simulation of the 60s, I
would
say.
Did you like it, Mr. Explosum?
That's the best script you've ever done.
It might be. He's right.
Jesus.
Man, he's so easy to please when he's in this state. What else can we try and get?
Raises?
I mean, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Explosum, do you have a button that raises our salaries?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me hit a few times.
Oh, my God. Check your phone.
Wait. A door just opened. Now ants are crawling out of it. Is that the right button?
Oh, I haven't tied to the same button.
I got $10,000 and ants.
Yeah.
Check your phones, guys.
Yeah, mine. Look, I just got a bunch of ants in my bank account, so I guess that's their problem.
Yeah, I got 3 zeros.
Oh, you got the ants bank account one. Oh, I knew I put it on one of them.
My aunt just got $10,000.
Oh, okay.
My aunt.
I hope you guys are on good terms. I hope she's real aunt.
She's not. It turns out.
Your whole family's a sham.
Wow.
That's actually true.
This is great, guys. Gas is off.
Thanks, man. Mr. Explosive, you just made me realize that some of my aunts aren't actually my aunts now. Thanks.
Wow. You know, that's what we're here for. Yeah, I'll catch you guys next week. This script's great. Yeah, man, you guys should be happy.
Thanks, bud. That's right. We did a great job, Mr. Explosum.
Bunch of deep breaths, Mr. Explosum. Love you.
Oh, my God.
Chris,
Chris, what are you?
He's helping. He's reminding him how to breathe.
Chris, you didn't have to do as much sucking up to Mr. Explosion this time because he was so amiable. But I really do like that you end it with a "I love you" and a kiss every time.
Well, you know, I'm trying to stay on his good side so I can.
But we're still going to kill him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well,
it sounds like charity.
Of that guess.
Oh yeah. I mean, we talked about this before, but long term, we have to kill him one day.
But I feel like we didn't make any progress with that plan this week.
It's a long game, though. You don't want to rush it because he could. I mean, if he sees us coming,
and strike while the Mr. Explosum is high. Like, I suppose
he could. I mean, you don't ever know when he's listening. There could be microphones in this room.
Well,
there's three microphones in this room.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Nardtard.
And we are going to actually release this as a podcast, so what if he listens to it later?
He doesn't listen to him. He watches the shorts. So. He doesn't listen to the podcast.
That's true.
He doesn't know we have a podcast, and I think until he does, we're safe.
Right.
So be sure to subscribe and tell your friends.
Okay.
But don't tell.
We've just destroyed our own premise.
It just occurred to me that we want every listener in the world except for Mr. Explosive.
Yeah, because we want to make tons of money, have millions of listeners, but not him.
Also, please do not email Mr. Explosive and tell him ever that we are doing this podcast.
You know, we have an email. It's podcast@explosive.net. I wonder if he checks that.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I not have said that?
No, you should have said that because we want our listeners to email in, don't we?
I do want them to email us with, you know, thoughts, feedback, ideas for the show, but I don't want them to email Mr. Explosive.
So they should put in the header, Mr. Explosive, don't read this.
Right.
Okay.
I don't want them to influence him in any way with regards to how he feels about us.
Here's the other thing I really don't want them to do. I don't want them to write like a flattering paragraph and then like scroll way down where we probably stop reading after the first few sentences and then write us out to Mr. Explosive.
That would be bad.
In
right,
email.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want that to happen and be sent to podcast@explosive.net.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're clear on that.
They could do that, but let's hope they don't.
While we're plugging things, you should email us, podcast@explosive.net. You should also follow our new Twitter account. We have it just as of this episode. Called Here's an Idea Pod, @Here's an Idea Pod.
That's right.
Follow that.
What's an idea pod?
Well, Here's an Idea Pod. It's Here's an Idea, Pod.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Speaking to Pod from Game of Thrones. So that's two things. A third thing, and I'm just going to put this out there to the universe. I am the only one at this table who is a parent, and I am lost.
That's a parent.
Let me elaborate. I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
And there so far don't seem to be any resources.
There are no resources online or in a bookstore until now.
Pardon?
There is.
Hang on. Let me take a sip of my Sprite and you just tell me that again.
Parenting?
A parenting book. There is a book. That's right. Yeah.
What?
There is a book that Rob, Chris, and I wrote about parenting.
Oh, yeah. Impossible. I would have heard about it.
Yeah, I don't
why
know.
Why am I acting surprised? I helped make it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. But there it is. It's available to the wider public, not just you, I'm afraid, Joel.
I feel like I would need to know the name of it and perhaps where I could get it.
Indeed. It's called Cyanide and Happiness, A Guide to Parenting by Three Guys with No Kids, because it's true. It's absolutely true.
By three guys with two dicks.
Apart from the secret kid. Apart from the secret kid that I have right now.
It's three guys with two dicks, but only one of those guys has any dicks.
Exactly.
And that's the puzzle you have to figure out by the end of the
movie. And one of us has half.
One of them always lies.
You have to match the dicks to the guys, but one guy has two dicks and one guy has zero dicks.
Pin the dicks. Yeah. What was that, Chris?
Oh, and one of us has half of one. So there's your riddle.
Oh. So somebody's got one and a half. Somebody's got zero. One of you always tells the truth. And the other one has no dick.
And we all need
if
to cross a
no
river.
Dick, I would always
need to take us on a bridge. On a raft.
Yeah. Watch out that Rob doesn't hold both of my dicks.
Well, the one who always lies will get across the river because nobody would take a dickless fellow across the river.
If you can't get across the river, if you say, pardon me, I'd like to ride in your boat. I have no dick.
I would turn around and walk away.
You could bring a dickless guy to the river.
But you can't make him swim.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we have a new book. A new book full of funny comics and advice about parenting. It's out now. It's
in stores?
In stores.
There
online.
Are still bookstores?
You can find it. You can find it on our store.
What about Amazon?
The Explosive store. You can find it on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Barnes & Noble?
Yep.
Guys,
absolutely.
My kid's only 11. That means I've got another 3 years max to apply the knowledge of this book and save her from being a total fuckwit.
Yep.
Yeah. You've got or give her the book in case she wants to be a parent someday.
Like
I don't
now.
Know. Or now, yeah.
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 My God, you're saviors.
Kids having kids, that's what happens now.
Do you realize that you're doing the Lord's work? And thank you.
Which Lord?
That's for us to figure out.
Lord of Darkness.
Okay. Yeah, after you read the book, you'll know.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Email us.
We don't have any babies, but this book is our first baby.
Except it's your fourth
It's our
book.
Fifth baby, fifth really. Book.
Yeah, that's how you can tell except we're good one, at parenting.
Except for that one book that we aborted.
There was one, actually. That's right. Okay. Email us, follow Rest us on Twitter at Here's an Idea Pod. Get the book, the parenting book that Dave was talking about. Does anybody else want to plug anything while we have possibly some people listening to us? You can follow me on Twitter at Hijinks and Sue, HijinksNKS. Hang on. HijinksNKSENSUE.
You Go can ahead, follow Dave. Me on Twitter oh. at Rob Denblaker.
Don't spell it.
Good luck spelling it, yep. Asshole.
Oh, Joel poses the question, then immediately sells himself.
I mean, come on.
What's your Twitter, Dave? Hurry.
You can follow me on Dave at words.
Those fumes are still words. Coming in.
Oh, shit.
You can follow me at Dave Explosive
the
on
ants
Twitter.
Are riding the fumes. Like Chris, what about you?
You can follow me on LinkedIn and Friendster and Grindr.
Don't.
Just search Dick Boy.
Do you have a Drupal?
Yeah, I got a Drupal.
It was WordPress for different people.
You can follow me on WordPress.
Chris, you changed your Twitter not since the last time you said it on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. My new Twitter is much, much cooler. It's _ChrisWilson_.
And, all right, that's all.
Send nudes.
Hey, go on iTunes and give us a review and tell your friends to listen to this dumb shit.
Now that's an idea.
All right, bye. Here's an Idea is an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosum.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.